Blog Talk Radio.
In a science frolic dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight on the funnies Friday night, just go berserk. Go ahead, let it run. Hit it
out. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Hold on. Okay.
Here we go. In a sight.
Okay. I'm going to hear something creepy. My phone talks, and it says she spent her whole life in a wheelchair.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. So you went down to get vaccinated, huh? And you walked in there, and they said, we can't vaccinate you today. Come back next week. And you said, what do you mean? Put that music in the background. Give it some flavor. And so what do you mean you can't vaccinate me today? A couple of fellas come in with, they had big shotguns, see, and they stole. They said, "Give me all that vaccine." Mm-hmm. And the nurse got so nervous, she gave him the wrong vaccine. What? What do you mean? What did she give him? She gave him the vaccine for mental dehydration. Mental dehydration? Yeah. So now not only do they have the wrong vaccine, but they're going to have mental dehydration.
That's not good.
Yeah. So we don't have any vaccine. We had to close down the vaccine pipes. They can't pipe in any vaccine because we're afraid they're going to pipe in the wrong stuff. See? What do you mean, pipe in? The vaccine comes in a little vial, and then, oh no, this is the new thing with the computer, see? The vaccine comes piped in. You gotta have the right pipe. And if you got the wrong pipe, brother, are you in trouble?
Oh yeah.
Well, folks, you never know what's gonna happen next, see?
Yeah.
Now the Center for Disease Control came out and said, go and run, hurry up. Get the booster right away. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. No.
And people jumped in their car and they didn't know which way to go. They went this way and that way and the other way. And all the cars got jammed up. And one fella, the Italian fella, got out of his car and said, "Boo, boo, Stefangul."
That was great.
I tell you the whole thing. Did you see the headline today on the New York Post? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The headline on New York Post, "Why is everybody getting so panicky? Only 1% died from the virus." A lot of doctors are coming out saying that now.
Only 1%?
Well, that means all the other people died from something else. Well, what difference does it make? If you're dead, you're dead.
That's true.
All right. Inner Sight. On the frolics, we got Louie coming up later with the song. I don't know, we're going to give him a good song. And we got, we got Lauren Hardy on the $100, the $100 vaccine award. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, wants every state to give $100 to people who get vaccinated. Well, now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What happens to the people
if
who
they
got
wanna
vaccinated?
Talk money, if they want to talk money, that's not enough money.
No, it isn't.
I want millions.
Yeah.
My blood is worth millions.
So is mine.
That's right. Why? Why is somebody said to me, well, why is your blood worth millions? I said, because it's full of oil, it's full of oregano. It's, you eat spaghetti, you don't have to season it.
That's right.
Oh, shut up.
That's kind of gross.
Anyway.
There's bloody oregano.
So, $100. Now, how do you, the thing is, how do you get the $100? Can you imagine all the drug addicts?
I need that $100.
Alcoholics.
Yeah.
That are going to be running.
Yeah.
The drug addicts and the alcoholics that are going to be running down to the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get vaccinated. And they don't care if they got vaccinated last week or not. They'll get it again.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Just to get the $100.
That's right.
You know, because they want to go out and drink it up.
That's right.
So, what a mess. And then you got the other organization,
well,
World Health Organization.
Well, maybe that's what he's looking for. That's what he's looking for, everybody, including everybody who's not on the list right now, including the people who are homeless and drug addicts and all that.
Yeah, right. The World Health Organization came out and said that everybody has got to get a booster right away.
Panic.
Trying to panic people.
Yeah.
All right. We got Lauren Hardy
coming
up with the $100 vaccination. We got the Honeymooners. Have a skit from them.
Okay.
And whatever else in between happens to occur, maybe we'll... we might hear from Jimmy Dinigan later. Yeah.
Do you know today is National Cheesecake Day?
Today is what?
National Cheesecake Day.
Cheesecake Day?
Yeah.
How do you know? What's that got to do with it?
I just got a pop-up on my phone. It says it's National Cheesecake Day.
National Cheesecake Day.
Yeah.
Well, that means all
like
the bakeries made
no more
money, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, the Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Little bear. Roar. Yeah, Big East Taquito Rescue. Joanne Diamond. Tom Driven, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. You want to dial them up. Adopt a Nikita. All right. Around the world. Inner Sight. Hey, any dog food, cat food? Call Gary at Nobody Starved on Long Island. That's the name of the program. Yeah, get with the program. 631-484-3085. A lot of programs you don't want to get with, but this one's good.
Yeah.
Some of these programs are so damn horrible.
Yeah.
They use you and abuse you.
Yeah,
but they don't amuse you.
That's true, too.
All right. Inner Sight, dog food, cat food, veterinarian services, 631-484-3085. Hey, my buddy Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, break into a house? No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Break into a house.
Into the houses.
What are you trying to do? Promote criminals on this show?
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right. Inner Sight, Kennedy, my buddy, 631-888-1186. Any questions about, home buying and all that stuff? Call Mr. Kennedy. And my buddy at the Islip Cleaners, a supporter of Inner Sight. We thank them. My buddy Danny right here in local stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The people who care about us, the people who try to make a difference.
Yeah.
Right here on Inner Sight. And how about like the Able News?
All right.
How about that one?
Able. Yeah, I like that one too. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Hi, don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, the one on the service dog schools and the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Give us all the names you can, right? Hey,
please.
You know one of the biggest booming businesses today?
Yeah.
You know, and it always is, but especially today with all this stuff going on. One of the biggest... Mm-hmm. But you never hear about it on the stock exchange. One of the biggest is the graveyard business.
It is.
I heard something very interesting today, that thousands of people are calling the health department, federal government, whatever it is. I want to go in the graveyard business.
What do I do?
You know, they want to open up a cemetery, see?
Yeah.
And you got to have a big piece of land to do that. So a fella calls and says, he gets the guy in the line, hello, may I help you?
Oh.
And the guy goes, is this it? Is it it? Is it what? What do you mean, it? This is your local grave. Is that, wait a minute, the grave? I want to know how do I get a graveyard business, you know, where you dig the hole and you throw them in. I beg your pardon, we don't throw people in. We push them in.
There you go.
Oh, sorry. You push him in, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I get started? Well, what do I do? Well, the first thing you need is a big piece of ground. Big piece of ground, huh? Well, now, wait a minute. My brother's got a big backyard. How about, can I use that? Can I be the first one? Because of the pandemic, I'd be the first one to use the backyard because everybody's running out of space. No, you can't do that. That's against regulations. Well, why can't I do it? Because if you do that, I'll have to come and haunt you. haunt me? Well, that's one of our services, you know. You must buy the haunting from us. The haunting? What do I need haunting for? Well, it makes it more official. You can't have a graveyard without
haunting.
You must have that in the background.
Oh.
And we provide music. Music?
Oh, you better.
Who's going to listen to the music? Don't you think that dead people have any sense? How dare you insult the dead? Get out of here.
Okay.
Imagine you want to start a graveyard. You got to get a license for that.
Yeah, I know. And you got to also make sure that it's not promised. You know, not promised, but it's been owned by, you know, other people before, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you gotta have a doctor, too.
Why?
Doctor. Doctor's got to sign the thing and say that the person's dead. Otherwise, you can't put them in the ground. Gotta be official.
That's a death certificate. Yeah. But.
Yeah, gotta be official.
Yeah, of course.
All right, in a sight.
It's not until later on, I guess.
And, what a mess, you know, I tell you. Every day, something different. Now, I heard on the news tonight, 475 people who took the vaccine, and this is in Massachusetts, took the vaccine, were struck with illness. I mean,
well,
what kind of a thing
is
it?
Officially, you know? Took the illness. That he did too. My husband officially took the vaccinations. So we're gonna wait and see what's going on. So we'll see.
He took the vaccine. How long ago?
Let me see. Around the time that I did. So it was around the 13th.
Dum de dum dum.
Yeah. So we'll find out.
Dum de dum dum dum.
Or if I got it
all right.
off a bit, we'll see.
you better start giving them the oil of oregano. That's all I got. All right, in a sight.
See if he takes it.
And give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay.
You can dig it up.
Dig it up. Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't
Lauren Hardy.
Digging. Okay.
Live on in a sight. What an idea.
Mm.
I've come up with some doozies in my life, but this is the best I've ever had.
Doozy or idea?
This is going to get me my pot of gold.
There you go.
Well, just go for the gold. You've already got the pot. Never mind. You're going to help me make my fortune. Fortune. Now wait a minute. Does this fortune include expenses for jail money? What are you talking about? Don't need any jail money. I have friends in high places. Yeah, that's the time we climbed up on the roof and I fell down, broke me leg. Never mind. Now look what it says here in the paper. $100 if you take the vaccine. $100. Well, that's not going to make you rich. Well, it is if we can triple that and quadruple that. I have a way we can make $5,000. I don't like that look in your eye, Ollie. Do I have to do something with this? Well, of course. You're it. I'm it. But the only thing is, nobody around my base. I'm not going to be it. I'm not playing hide and seek. We're not playing hide and seek. We're playing get rich. Now, here's what we do, see. They'll give me $100 if I go get the vaccine. Now, I go in. And I come out, I get the $100. Yeah, then how does that help me? Then you go in, and you get the vaccine, and you get the $100. Then you come out, and I go in disguised as somebody else, and I get the $100. Then I come out, and you go in disguised as somebody. You see how that works? How many times can we do that? You mean before we get arrested?
No.
No. We'll sneak out the back with about $5,000. Sneak out the back, $5,000. You can't do that. Well, why not? It's simple. A simple disguise. Now here.
That's all.
Put this jacket on. Now, put this mask on. They tell you you got to wear a mask anyway. This is perfect. Now, with the jacket and the mask, you look like a different person. Now, take that jacket off. You got me, what am I playing, musical jackets? Now, just take it off. Now, here's another jacket. Gee, that looks like a clown. That's right. Now you're a clown. Put the mask on. Now, take that jacket off. Now, here's another jacket. Wait a minute. It's got a badge on it. That's right. Now you're a policeman. You understand how that works? Well, I understand that I could get 25 to life. Get out of here. Get out of here.
There you go. 25 to life, eh? Uh-oh. What happened to our host? Oh, well, here it goes. Maybe he'll come right back in a second. All right. So, we are missing our host. And he does the funny stuff. Oh, wow. Now, I think he did this purposely because I still see his mic open. Okay.
Now,
who knows? Hello.
Bernard. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened?
Quiet. Now, when I tell you to come in, you know, I'll come out, and you come in with a different disguise.
Okay.
Are you sure this is going to work? Well, of course it's going to work. I saw it on a TV show. A TV show? Well, what show was that? Criminals Don't Win. Criminals Don't... I quit. I'm not doing it. I don't want to be emulated or amputated or amputated or anything like that. I've got my own immune system, and I'm going to stick with it. Don't you want the $100? Come on. Now, I'll go in first. Oh, hello. I'm here to get vaccinated, and I'd like the $100. All right. Roll up your sleeve. Did it hurt?
Guess he's not getting
did it hurt
anymore.
Do you like to give people needles? Well, of course I do. That's my profession. And I even
needles.
Like it better when they yelp like a dog. Now get out. Go ahead, Stanley. Go ahead. What happened, Ollie? What happened? You're all flustered. Oh, my arm is killing me. With your arm, get in there. What do you want? Are you the fella? I'm the what fella? The fella with the umbrella. I mean the fella with the needle. That's me. Roll up your sleeve. Do I get the $100? That all you people think of is money? Yeah.
That's right.
Roll up your sleeve. Ah! Now get out of here. Are you all right, Stanley? Did it hurt a lot? Did it hurt? It hurt so much I can't even feel it. Now, Ollie, put the jacket on and the mask. Jacket and the mask. You think I'm going back in there? You're crazy. I'm taking $100 I'm getting out of here. But wait a minute. What about the 5,000? You said we can make 5,000 with the disguise and all that. I'm going to disguise myself, and nobody will know where to find me, and I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
All right, in his sight. $100? Yeah, that's an insult. $100.
Yeah, it sure is.
Boy, they have to give me a hell of a lot more than that. My brother said he would do it. He would do it for $100,000.
$100,000?
I wouldn't.
What would you do it for?
At least $25 million.
$25 million.
Sure. Make a difference, money.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. And to get a little serious for a moment, we set the example for all the agencies.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Do.
We help Mary. Donated $100 to Mary and Maureen.
Yeah.
And we gave it directly to them, not to some agency.
That's right.
Can you picture Inner Sight giving money to agencies?
No, never.
What are you,
never.
Crazy?
We won't. I mean, I've gotten money from you, and I got it straight.
I
never got money that was, like, a lot and stuff like that. From, you know, if it was a lot, it came from an agency, and it took 7 years to do it.
7 years?
And, you know, 7 years, yeah.
And they didn't give you money. They gave you equipment.
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, we got the honeymoon is coming up. We got Louis.
And we got Louis waiting for you whenever you're ready.
Oh, Louis's on now. All right, let's get Louis live on Louis live on Inner Sight.
Here he is.
Right here.
Hello.
Hello,
yo.
Louis. Hi.
There he is.
This is the one and only Louis Rivero. Welcome you on a Friday night to Block Talk Radio.
There you
the
go, Louie. You're doing well. Keep
starring
going.
Suzanne Tarossi, Ferraro, and Frank Perino.
Here we are. All right. And Louis Rivera, Jr., you forgot him.
That's me.
Yeah, all right. There you are.
I got a good voice through the phone.
You had a happy birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
I heard that Long Island ran out of wine because of your birthday.
I heard that too.
When did you hear this?
On the news.
On the news, yeah.
It was on the news. They had some guy on there who said I couldn't get drunk tonight because Louis drank all the wine.
Yeah. There you go.
It's his birthday. He drank it all. He's a guzzler.
That's right.
He's a Spanish guzzler.
Yeah, español. Sí, sí, sangría. Yes, sí. Feliz cumpleaños de Luisito Rivera Jr.
For his birthday, that's right.
Me too.
You too? Oh, boy. I had two drunk birds there, okay.
Si me quiere infinito que me estrella, porque tiene una sola inmensidad. Tiene negro que tus ojos que no nuela. Pier canela que tú pienses en igual. Si no quiere ir y
coming to you live from Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Y la flor es la flor menorada. La tierra de la lina sin tesa. Por aquella de tu madre, sin tu amor.
Me importas tú, and you, y solamente tú, y tú, y tú, and the sangria, tú, and tú, and you. Alma de le tú, ojos negros, piel canela, que le da la inmensidad. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú.
I got a question for you.
Sí, go ahead, amigo.
What would happen if you gave Rosanna Dana too much sangria.
Uh-oh. That's all I
What
say.
Do you think would happen?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, again, Rosanna, she likes to have a drink with me on Roxy.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
And then she went in the wrong bathroom with Pat Cooper.
Yeah.
And?
What
would happen?
Right?
Yeah. Boy, would that cause trouble.
Boy, would it.
Hey, Frank, remember Salva De Niro?
Yeah.
His birthday's today.
Oh, it
huh?
is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Happy birthday to Saba.
Former
oh,
friend
yeah.
of mine. He used to play the Dreammakers together, you and me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He used to sing Bessame Mucho with our former group.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, was Joe Yannetta in that group?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's played the guitar.
She used to play. I think I remember Sound yeah. Recovery. That's Joe Yannetta's rock pop band. They call it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy Streets. Please Don't Tell Me and all his hits. And he plays blues.
Yeah. Did you play conga on that?
I play a different rhythm.
Yeah. And that guy, what's
yeah,
his name?
Yeah, different rhythm.
That guy Sammy played guitar, didn't he?
Yeah. Switch over to the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
we had a good time from way back.
What the hell is that?
That is the drag strip that the teenagers made in front of my house. I swear.
Oh, I don't know, but close the window or something.
I can't even get to it. I can't even use it.
Yeah, anyway,
inaccessible.
Lou?
Yeah, my name is Rosanna, talking on the Blog Talk Radio, talking to my buddy Frank Perino, giving the love drops and a perfume right to the ladies, you know what I mean?
What the love drops
I gave
in
to
the
lady,
sangria?
I gave a big smoke. Wait a minute. I talked to Rosanna, don't talk to Pat Cooper. I get one of those Puerto Rican ladies a good, something like that, and then I had a good time with Rosanna and the female pretty ladies having a good time.
You know, one
together.
Time, you know what they wanted Pat Cooper to do one time?
What?
They said you gotta make your comedy more exciting.
Yeah.
He says, the guy said you gotta come out with underwear on your head.
Yeah, love underwear on your head. Yeah,
interesting.
And Pat says, what are you, crazy? What's the matter with you? What do you think I am, a gigolo? I don't put no underwear on my ass. I'm not going to put underwear on my ass.
Ladies, boxer shorts, you know, lace boxer, put it on your brain, you know.
That's even worse.
Boxer brain.
You wear ladies' boxy shorts, and then forget about the men's boxers. So use the... Rosanna Rodano's boxing lady shorts are putting on your brain, you know, and talk to one of the people with a swab in the hand and talk to Rosanna Dana.
Box the brain shorts.
There you go. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Help me.
But Pat refused to do it. He wouldn't do it. He said, nah, I'm not going to do it. What do you think I am, a moron or something? They put a dummy of Pat on the stage with the other.
Yeah, put Pat right onto the stage.
On
yes,
his
sorry.
Head.
Yeah, brain, you know.
That's cute.
People did laugh at it though.
Yeah,
hey, Lou,
something like that. You know what I mean?
Give us a little song. Come on.
Yeah, let's hear you sing.
Mi me quiere infinito que me estrella porque tiene una sola densidad. El negro que tu ojo en la humedad. Piel canela, la. Mi me importas tú y tú. and give him love drops or two, and kissy, two. El alma de que tú.
Who's that? Tito Puente?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did love drops get on there?
Tito Puente, huh?
It is
no,
Tito
Edie Gourmet. It's an Edie Gourmet hit.
No.
Edie Gourmet in Spanish?
In the Trio Los Panchos.
Yeah, but she never sang in Spanish, did she?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Rude.
I hear back in the early 60s when you started with the Trio Los Panchos and then blaming on Bossa Nova and others, you know?
Oh, I never heard of that.
I heard it before.
Hey, Louis.
Edie Gourmet, she's still alive?
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank. Suzanne?
I just want to say you're guest starring on our show tonight. Put you on guest starring. I think it's cool that we put your name once in a while.
All right.
Put me on Facebook.
What?
With,
yeah, put me on a Facebook, something like that. Yeah, and I see Louis'
face.
I did already. Very good. Thank you very much, Suzanne. I love that one.
Okay.
All right. Put them on the Facebook.
Hey,
all the girls will go
Frank.
Crazy.
Yeah, he loves
it. Hey, Frank,
it,
have a good weekend, okay? And
yeah,
I
wish
Louis a belated happy birthday. Thank you very much.
Belated.
Yeah.
Louis live on Inner Sight. Right
hey,
here.
Hey, guys,
all right.
I love you. I love you, Suzanne.
You take care. I love you, too, Lou. You take care. All right?
Yeah.
All
horrible
right,
one.
Okay.
The phone.
Take a good one.
The
take
phones
care.
Are
I love
open,
you.
I presume, right?
On and off. They're doing okay. I don't see that many people, though. It's really bothering
100 days playing
out. Oh, what was that?
What the hell is that?
What was that? I don't know. I think it's in
get
Louis' area.
213-816-1650 on Inner Sight. If you want to call in, say something funny or stupid. I don't know. You know, just
you know, I didn't realize that that was part of Louis' line. It didn't sound like it, honestly. It sounded like just, I don't know what it sounded like.
All right, anybody
anyway.
on the line, on the phones?
No, it's just us tonight and Louis.
All right, nobody on the line. Inner Sight, Frolic, give me a little honeymooner music there.
All right, honeymooners, where are you? Why did it do that? All right, here it is.
Here we go. Jackie
got
Lee,
it.
The old time honeymoon.
Yeah.
Hiya there, Norton Powell. I got the miracle of a lifetime. I'll never be angry again. What happened, Rob? What happened? Well, a fella can't get on the bus today, see? And he says, do you get angry and fly off the handle and, you know, go crazy and you feel like you're going to kill somebody or... you know, just kill yourself. I said, yeah, all the time. He said, well, I got the thing just for you. I said, what do you mean? Well, you say this saying, and then you can't think of what you're angry about. Well, what saying? The work, Ralph? Well, it's a weird saying, Norton. Here it is. Pins and needles. Needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. And then you can't remember what you were mad about.
There you go.
It's a miracle. Pins and needles, needles and pins. That sounds, well, if that works, that might be the solution for the UN. What are you talking about? I just wish I had something right now to get me angry and piss me off so I could test it and show you. There's somebody at the door, Ralph. Oh. Hello? Come in. Oh, the landlord, Mr. Johnson. You're just the fella I want to see. Now, you know how you get all aggravated and everything, and especially when people are late with the rent and all that. Well, I have the solution for you, but I can't talk now. I'm very busy. Well, this only take a minute. See, you say this saying, pins and needles, needles and pins. A happy man is a man who grins. I can't do that right now. I have to give out these notices. Notices? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To in order to pay the bills in this building, I've had to raise the rent. Raise the rent? Oh, boy. Look at that. I got one, too, Ralph. To raise the rent 15%.
Uh-oh.
Raise the rent. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now, what am I mad about? They raised the rent 15%. Pins and needles, needles and pins. You're not getting one dime out of me. Wait a minute, Ralph. You didn't say the whole thing, you see. The pins and needles, needles and pins. Oh, shut up. 15% the rent. What do you use to get the... I declare hardship. Hardship? What do you use, a picture of this place? Pins and needles. Well, if you don't pay the rent, you'll have to move out. Move out? Wait a minute. I'm not going to move out. I'm fighting it. When Norton and I stand up and fight this, you're going to lose. Yeah, when me and Ralph get a lawyer, and I don't want to get a lawyer and fight. I don't want to fight. This is war, Norton. War. And I'm the general. And what I say goes.
That's funny.
Oh, wait a minute, Ralph. I got a better idea, but blow a bugle and I'll say pins and needles, needles and pins. Oh, shut up. Pins and needles. I wonder if that really works.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got it. Maybe I could call up, go on the website for President Joe and say, Joe, whenever you get out of
the needles and pins and needles, a happy man.
This saying, whenever you get irritated, see, like when the Chinese are starting in and all that, recite these words. Pins and needles, needles and pins, it's a happy man who grins.
That's
you won't remember what you're mad about.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, I got an email from the White House.
Mm. You got it back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not one word about... Not one word about what I asked them about.
What'd they say?
They said, we're gonna investigate it, and we're going to try to give you an answer. Let's see how long that takes.
Another year. I'm sorry I had to say that. It's needles and pins pins and needles.
I mean, there's only one answer. Do something about it.
Yeah, I know. But I suggest.
What are they
going to
tell me?
Well, I suggest you say
we can't do
and
anything
pins.
About it.
I'm
so,
sorry.
Anyway, at I least know. They answered me, and I don't know if you can respond back to that email.
Oh, you might
I
be
doubt
able
it.
To. Oh, I'll have to look.
I'll try it. What I got
yeah.
to lose.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Monday's Mad or Glad, Tuesday open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, we got a show to do. The government
Already.
Doesn't protect the eyes of the blind. Wednesday.
That's right.
Tell you all about that.
Yeah.
All right. Thursday's show, I don't know. Do we have a show for Thursday?
No, we don't. That's the
all right.
point where we said.
Open. We're open
we
for Thursday.
Yeah. We're open, yeah.
And, of course, every Friday, like tonight, we do the.
Probably.
The frolics. All right. So.
We're not frolicking, you know. Meaning frolicking
what?
In. We're not frolicking in grass or something, you know. Being in the nude and running around or something like that.
Oh, we're doing
for
the
joy. Frolics. Yeah, we're doing frolics, like, you know, like.
Doing
shows.
The follies.
Yeah,
right.
A variety
call it,
show.
Call it all different names. Follies, frolics.
Yeah, I know.
And funnies.
I just wanted a funnies. Yeah, we got to let
in the sight funnies.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, I wonder why they're not selling companies on the stock market that sell the vaccine.
Really?
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, they tell you
yeah,
how many.
Yeah, but that's how they do it, you know.
They've sold, you know,
yeah.
and all that.
Huh.
But they don't put the vaccine on the stock market.
No, but the reason why they go up usually is because of, like, whatever they make. You know, like, so say they make a cure to cancer, which they already had probably, and they won't let them use it. They probably already have a cure. But that's a sort
yeah, but the
point.
Other day when they had a note
that,
about how
yeah.
how so many people got enlarged
yeah.
hearts, it went
yeah.
down.
Yeah, that's right. It directly influences what they make. So they
boy,
be,
it's gonna. I think it's gonna go down a lot more.
Oh, that's why. When I do invest
you know.
In the stock market, I don't invest in certain, you know, things like pharmaceutical companies. I don't invest in them.
Ah, no, you don't invest in them. Get that sunshine, folks.
Yeah.
What is that noise in the background? What is that? Get rid of that.
I can't do anything right now. Hold on, I'm on the phone.
What do you mean you can't?
Sorry.
Wait, boy, hey, what's going on here? You're not on the phone, you're on the air. All right, Inner Sight. Ugh. People. Inner Sight around the world. And, yeah. We gotta do something about the way things are done in this country.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I mean, it's just, who is that yelling in the background?
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law? What does she want?
She's worried about Chris.
Your mother?
In-law? Yes.
Well, suppose your mother was out of law. What would happen
She's
then?
She's worried about Chris. Well, my mother's deceased, unfortunately.
Well, does she want to talk on the show? Put her on.
My mom or your, my mother-in-law?
Your mother out of law. I mean in-law.
No, she's on the speaker. We have an intercom.
Ah, you got to watch that when you're on the air. You can't have that on the show like that.
Yeah,
your mother
I...
out of law? Your mother-in-law is out of law.
Yeah, but I don't think we could mute it
right now. For some reason.
Well, you
got to
mute yourself then when that happens.
Well, I didn't know she was coming on.
All right, inner sight. Everybody's mother-in-law, get off the air.
There you go.
Unless
she's
you want to.
Not feeling well. Really?
Be cued
she's
in.
Not feeling well.
Who's not feeling well?
Chris.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah. Well,
yeah, he's really not feeling well.
Well, get him. Give him that oil of oregano. You got any oil of oregano?
Yeah, I do. I'll give it to him.
Well, you got to give him some.
Yeah, well, how much you think?
Take a water. What?
How much you think I should give?
A couple of drops twice a day.
Okay.
With water.
All right. With water.
Kill whatever infection. And get him some dandelion. Saute it.
Oh, the regular dandelion? Okay.
Yeah, tell your
I thought maybe, it's easy to make. I know how to make dandelion.
Go to the store, get dandelion. They got dandelion tea, too.
You know, I used to eat that as a kid. All the time. I used to love
it. It's good.
With olive oil. That's probably what made me feel better. I loved it.
Oh, that's great stuff, dandelion.
Yeah.
Get the dandelion
good.
Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And zinc and the vitamin D. Tell them to eat salmon.
Yeah, it really has it in it. I know
very
that.
Good.
Which more does it have? The zinc, right?
Zinc and vitamin D in salmon.
Really? Now you're making me hungry.
Yeah, all these things. More and more doctors are coming on the YouTube and telling
and
how
putting,
telling how people, you know, that the percentage of what they're saying people died is not true.
Yeah.
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, doctors coming out. It's like when the gay people came out of the closet.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, this one guy was gay, and he wouldn't come out of the closet.
Nah.
He was stuck in there, banging on the door, and his friend said, "Well, what's wrong with you?" And he said, "I can't open the door. Help me, you know."
Only you would come out with that.
So the guy went up to the door and he says, "I'm going to kick the door in." He said,
"Yeah,
turn around. I don't want to kick you where the sun don't shine. I wouldn't mind kicking you in the ass. Turn around." He turns around and goes,
right in this ball.
Kicks him in the ass. And the guy comes out of the closet and he said, "I never thought I would come out of the closet in an asinine way."
Where'd you get that joke? only you.
That joke was just originated around the world. Spontaneous.
Yes, it was.
All right, in a sight. You want to call in? Go ahead. I don't care if you call in or not. 213-816.
That's the way you tell your
1650.
I don't care.
You don't
want to
call in? Good. The hell with you.
Don't say that.
Oh, this.
They went everywhere.
I love
the
headline the
on
the New York Post.
Yeah,
what are you panicking about?
What are you panicking about? I like that. That was the headline?
The headline in the New York Post.
When? This today?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Somebody called me and told me just the headline on the New York Post. Everybody's getting all panicky and, you know, and they're saying there's nothing to panic about. It's a simple virus, you know.
Well, you know, I haven't the least been bit. Panicky. Right now, Chris can't, you know, this afternoon when he came home, he goes, "I'm not feeling," so he had his mask on. I said, "Why do you have your mask on?" I figured it out like 1, 2, 3 that he might have had something, and then he said to me, started talking to me calmly, thinking I'd freak out. I didn't freak out much. I just was
upset. Well, maybe he got bit by a dead bee.
No, he has like a fever, too. A fever.
That could be it.
So, well, yeah, it could have been. But a dead bee would have at least, you know,
oil
you would have seen it there. You would have seen the dead bee there. Actually, bees are help boost the immunity.
No, not necessarily.
Well, what does a dead bee do? Nothing. You can't do anything
bite
with a dead
you,
bee.
And
maybe
then sometimes if it has any life left in it, it could fly away.
I don't think they really have too much life if they bite.
All right. In a sight.
So. No, they usually have no life in them.
No phone calls. Give me a count. How many people we got to date?
Oh, yeah, this is, I don't know. Oh, to date, yeah, hold on.
That I've listened.
All right, let's see. Here we go. We're going
right
to that area. Okay, give me a sec.
Here
we
go,
have
4 minutes.
And here goes drum roll. No, I wish I had the drum roll back. I had to find that. Oh, no,
never mind the drum.
Advanced.
Just give the number.
108. 713.
Oh, all right. 108,713.
Right. Correct.
That's almost.
It went up.
That's almost 109,000.
That's right.
We're gonna make it, folks. We're gonna make it.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna by, you know, I'd say before the
I
end
wonder
of this
if,
month.
If we get a certain amount.
Yeah.
Do we get an award?
I don't know. I don't think so
from blog radio?
Nah, I doubt it.
I don't know.
I don't know. But we are definitely one of their top, I'll tell you that, because they've never taken us off featured shows. So that, I would say, you know, that's good. We could go to any topic and put our, you know, name there, literally, and we still have a featured show next to our name. Cause
don't give me an award. Just give me the money.
That's right.
I don't need
so,
any awards.
I'm keeping it in goals. You know why? I feel that, I mean, there's no category for disability, which is crazy. So I didn't want to keep it in mental because we're not all mental. And I didn't know what else to put it in, so I made it as goals, self and goals. Before it was self and mental. So I don't know why they had it that way, but it should be something.
Well, there's a lot of bogus awards going around.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me an email a few weeks ago telling me that I won an award for the best in Islip.
Best of what?
Oh, they didn't say that. And they wanted me to send them my information so they could put it up on their website. Come to find out, when I called the town, there is no award, see? And they wanted to use my information for you know what, for no good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good
That's
thing I didn't
good.
Send it to him.
It's a very good thing.
So beware, folks, if anybody wants to give you an award.
Find out.
Beware.
I had one time when I was in college, I was put on a who's who list. Well, that was a bunch of bogusness.
Well, who is who?
Well, I was who's who of college women who got elected. That's all I, you know, I got presented.
Nobody knows
by I got elected, and I don't know who elected me. One of my professors introduced me, and I was like, I didn't want to be up for who's who. I thought it was, you know, something okay, but then I had to buy the book.
Well, who's who will be with you Monday, Mayor Glad.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll find out who's what.
Who's who with what and holding what. No, title.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled.
Yes, it
Thank
does.
You for listening. Hope you had a little fun, a little crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Be with you Monday. Mad or glad. phone number, 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world, in a sign.
Good night, everybody.